Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and at least it's finally starting to break. The weather is finally starting to break, and it's starting to get warm. Even though I'm totally annoyed at the man who delivers my oil, because he delivered oil this week, and it was just, you know, yeah, we had a little technical difficulty just now, and I was saying that my oil man delivered oil, even though it's the middle of May or the beginning of May, and it's warm outside. But I guess he, too, has to make a living. But enough about me. Before we get into our topic, let's welcome my guest co-host, my fabulous, awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
So, Raymond, the topic is, should you be friends with your children?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought we were having a discussion.
It's a yes, no question. But
should
anyway,
you be friends with your children?
Let's explore it, yeah.
Let's talk about that. Should you be friends with your children?
Mm.
You know, and I can see where some parents, some people might take the approach that, yeah, you want to have this really harmonious, really, kind of like safe relationship with your children. And so for that, to that end, you know, many parents strive to have friendship with their children rather than establishing a clear relationship of, you know, of parent and child. And so, you know, this is not a show where we're going to judge how people choose to parent their children.
Hmm.
But we're going to talk about instead what offers the best opportunity for healthy development in your child. And you made a good point before when we were talking about this, about that the relationship will evolve. So the relationship that you have with your toddler, your preteen, your, you know, I was going to say teenager, but is different than the relationship, hopefully, that you'll have with your, you know, older teen, young adult child.
Right.
So, what say you on this subject? What say you on the idea that, you know, should you be friends with your child?
Should you be friends with your child? I guess, and then you use the word friend loosely in terms of
buddies. Should you be buddies?
Buddies, like, you know, hanging out together and doing things together.
And you know, not,
right,
you know, not having a clear parent-child relationship.
Yeah, I don't care how close you are with your child at any age, I would say. There still has to be a distinction. I don't care if you're 100 years old. There has to be a distinction between, you know, adult, a parent, and a child. But to your point, as you said, you know, the relationship with your toddler and your baby and your young pre-child, preschool, school, and so on. And, you know, that obviously is just sheer love and bonding. Because I remember you had done, maybe not on this radio program, but on another program, we talk about bonding with your child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And how important it was and how it affects, you know, the adult or the that person becomes. So that's important. So I think there, you know, it's like people talk about, you know, being kind, kindness for weakness. The love that you have towards your children should not be misunderstood, should not be taken as a license to be, you know, where there's no boundaries, where there's no distinct demarcation between, you know, what is expected of this child or how you're expected to be treated as not just an adult but as your parent or parents. So yes, I think you should have a good, loving relationship with your children, but there has to be someone, for want of a better word, regardless of whatever age, in charge.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I agree. You know, one of the things that you've heard me say over the years is that, you know, when you become a parent, you're raising adults, you're not raising children.
Right.
You know, you're not raising children, you're raising adults. And so I think it's really, like that said, it's really important to understand. But in the adult-child relationship, as it progresses over time,
right,
that it's really important that somebody is in charge, that there are clear limits that are established.
Right.
And that there's a clear, that the respect is established as well.
Okay. But then, all right. So may I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we are not talking about this because we just feel like talking about it. Either we have read about it, seen it in public, heard about it in some way, shape, or form, where there is no clear distinction between mother and child,
yeah,
or father and child, parents and child, or children.
Mm-hmm.
So it is out there,
mm-hmm,
where that line is not clearly defined.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they're buddies together. The child is behaving in such a manner that you can't believe that the parent is allowing that to happen, and how the child,
mm-hmm,
responds or treats the parent in public or wherever you might see it, you're saying, my gosh, who is the parent? Who is in charge? Who has some grown-up responsibility here? You know? So it's there. Now, the people who are having this type of a relationship with their child or children, is this how they would want it? Is this how they want it? Or is just something just gone bad early that is too far gone to change because they might see it as too damaging to the child? They know that it's a kind of relationship that they would rather not have, really. However, it's too far gone to change, and they don't want to hurt this child or children that they love so much and don't want them to, you know, to change their lives in terms of what they see as normal. What do you think?
You know, I guess the word normal is what I'll zero in on. The thing is that I think that, you know, how you choose to raise your child is your prerogative, clearly, right?
Sure.
But I think that, yeah, we've seen instances where this kind of thing has kind of gone awry, where people have, you know, it doesn't help the child. It doesn't help the child if a parent does not set limits and does not clearly establish who's in charge in the relationship and does not provide guidance. After all, you've heard me say time and time again that the adolescent brain is not developed in a way that it can understand consequences and understand, you know, and make those kinds of decisions, you know, higher level kind of decisions rationally, because they don't fully understand consequences. So there has to be some kind of guidance, some level of guidance that's provided to the child by the parent figure that helps that child develop into a more responsible adult.
Agree.
Right?
Agree. But I think I think those relationships with those parents and children came from somewhere. It serves a need. It serves a purpose in terms of, you know, how did we get here? Why is it that we have this, what one might see as almost an unhealthy relationship, you know, between parent or parents and child, where you can't tell the difference between who's mother or father.
And
but it had to have something,
right.
Something caused that to happen.
And what does it speak to? Does it speak to something in the child or something in the adult?
I would say the adult.
Right? I think that's the question, is that, you know, is that a reflection of a need or a deficiency or in the adults, you know, in the adult themselves, and so therefore this adult is, this parent is doing the best they can, really.
Sure.
You know, based on the limitations that they have. Mm.
I agree. But again, how is the child, the adult that child becomes, would that relationship with the parents or parent, would that have any impact in terms of the adult that they become, and then by extension how they raise their own children?
You know, one of the things that I remember we had, you know, when Brianna was involved in one of those programs and she was growing up, there was a child who was always, you know, like, in charge of herself. When we were in the role of, you know, being parents, we were in the role of being parents to Brianna. I remember that child was leading her mother. You know, remember in the prep, you know, this child is leading her mother. And I remember one time hearing the mother say, okay, I'm just here to sign the paper, because she cannot sign the paper herself.
Right.
And so I think that, though, that mother was really being as supportive as she knew how to be.
Right.
You know, we don't know, for example, if that mother was unable to read.
Right.
You know, so we don't know what other inadequacies perhaps that mother was experiencing at that time.
Right.
But she was doing the best that she could. But the relationship was more like that daughter, who was probably 13 at the time, if that, or 14.
Right. Right.
She was in charge. So I can't imagine as she got older, as she went off to college, how that relationship evolved.
Right.
You know? I can't imagine how that relationship evolved. So, you know, I think,
You know what? In that context, let me just modify, I don't know if I'm modifying it, but just, as you use that as a clear example, and the more you spoke about it, then I have a more, you know, clear memory of that relationship, right? You know, and you said to yourself, well, if the premise of this is love and respect,
mm-hmm.
right, then the limitations or the reasons why this relationship ended up in the way it is, where the child is somewhat, I don't know, and I'm sure they're friends, you know, I'm probably even best of friends. But, you know, if it's based on love and respect, does it then really matter?
You know what? One of the things, and this is an article that speaks to this that I found.
Okay.
But it talks to the idea of, if the idea of friendship is based on a balance or equal weight in the relationship, so nobody's, you know, exercising any kind of control or authority over the other person, or shouldn't, right? Because it's a friendship.
Right.
It's an equal relationship.
Right.
Okay. But we talked before about the kinds of parenting that exist. And if, as a parent, you are being egalitarian, you're being, you know, so balanced and so equal with your child, is that, what kind of parenting style is that? Right? Is that a permissive parenting style? And is that the best parenting style to help the child develop in the most effective way? Right? So I think that, you know, I think that's something we have to think about, is whether or not, because where does that child get direction from? Where does that child get guidance if the parent is acting in the role of friend?
Well, I guess probably they're just maybe doing it together, so to speak. Figuring it out together.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you know, like I said, so many other circumstances that go into why and how and wherever else. But even those, even parents who strive to be the in charge and making sure that there's a boundary and making sure that there's distinction that says, yes, I love you dearly, you are my child, I respect you, but also respect the fact that I'm not just your parent, I am in charge. Right? You know, one could question that balance as well.
What do you mean?
In terms of, you know, how does a parent know, or how does a parent guard against not overreaching in terms of taking away the rights, so to speak, or the voice of that child? Because, and then you had gone through the different parenting skills.
Right, you know, authoritarian parent.
Correct.
Authoritative parent.
So, you know, it's a thin line then that
it is.
Parents
it
have
is.
To walk, not to be on either side of what is considered, you know, that
and I
line.
Think, right, and I think that's what the balance is. It's about establishing a responsible relationship where you are playing that role or performing in that role of teacher and guide and, you know, friend, in quotation marks, because
right.
you want to be supportive, be that, you know, supportive listener
right.
so when that is called for, but also being the person that, you know, provides the limits. You know, helps with the development of the trust for
right.
the child.
Right.
And, you know, and not just, okay, the friend thing. And I think that's the balance, you know, that you talk about the balance, you know, trying
right.
to really walk that thin line.
It's hard, though, because as you watch your child become their own person and so on, and they have certain needs, you know, they might have things that they, you know, all right, for want of a better word, they're going to be probably, some are going to, you could have two or three children, and one is more needy for this, and one is more independent for that. And as a parent, you want to somehow help their needs, you know? And so, therefore, you treat them based on how you think you should help them without, I guess, then you, again, once again, you guard against doing everything for them in helping, right? So, you know, I guess you said friendship is a balance. Parenting is a balance.
It is.
You know, and then how do you mix parenting and friendship, you know, in that whole soup of saying, well, you know what, I want to raise you. I don't want to live your life for you.
I guess
you
that,
know?
You know, the question becomes, how does one know
mm-hmm.
when you have kind of, when you're in balance? Yeah, when you're in balance.
Yeah.
You know, what is going to tell you as a parent whether whether you're being more friend than parent. How will a parent know that they're being more friend than parent? And how do you decide, you know, when to be that parent, that parental voice to your child, as opposed to being the friend voice? And I think that's the difficult task when you kind of combine the roles.
Right.
Then it becomes difficult to kind of assess. When do you, which hat do you put on when?
When do you know that you ought to?
Yeah. You know, so...
Yeah. You're right. And again, it's like all the other things. Because if you see this as okay, if you see this as the way you want to raise your child or children, if you see this as, I want this to be the life that my children and my family know as what is normal and what is the right way. If this is what you then say, well, this is what I want my children to pass on to their children, my grandchildren, then what is there to argue? Does it make it right or wrong? Or is it just different? Is it just different? You know, some people just don't believe in disciplining their children. Some people don't believe in, you know, time out or whatever. Let's just talk about it and we'll talk about it. Whatever.
You know, today on the internet, one of the big controversies is the fact that, I guess her name is Willow Smith. She's Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter. She's
okay.
13 years old.
Okay.
And on the internet is a picture of her lying in a bed.
Okay.
With a 20-year-old man. Now.
Family member.
No, not a family member. I don't know, just some actor or something, somebody famous.
Okay.
But she's lying in the bed, you know, she's clothed, he's shirtless. with a 20-year-old man. And
that has different levels of issues.
Yeah, and this is on the internet, and I don't know where her parents were at this time while she was doing this. But clearly, I think no matter what the explanation is for that, that doesn't seem like appropriate behavior for a 13-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Agreed.
So, and even if these things are happening, to purposefully broadcast it on the internet, I mean, you know, I don't know what that's about. But that's an instance where a parent needs to say to child, no, not appropriate, shouldn't be done, let's do something different. And, you know, need guidance and help in that department. Because, you know, she probably just sees, oh, that's my friend, and we're just putting stuff on Instagram or on Twitter or whatever, and so there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not appropriate.
That's interesting, isn't it? But you see these things on the internet, or things that people talk about that they post on Instagram, that children and even young adults and even adults, but let's talk about people who have other people responsible for them, children and young adults, that post things on the internet that is absolutely and totally inappropriate. And yes, that's yes, so all right, so where are the parents and so on and so forth? Is it that we have become more accepting of the behavior of our children as because they sell it to us as being, this is how it is today.
But that's what I'm saying. So this idea of friends. So if you are friends with your mother on, or your father on
Facebook
or, and if they follow you on Twitter or on Instagram,
right,
then, and you they post something that's not seemly. I'm going to use the word again, seemly. You know?
Yeah.
In your role as friend, whether it's Facebook friend or whatever, in your role as friend and in your role as mother, you know, do you still, or father, do you still, can you still take that opportunity to weigh in and to say, no, my views may be old-fashioned, they may be archaic, but that kind of behavior, posting a picture of your 13-year-old self lying in bed with a half-naked 20-year-old man, it's not a good idea.
It's wrong on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
It's wrong on a lot of different levels. But, again, what goes through a parent's mind when that becomes okay?
And that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
is just understanding
where
the roles intersect.
But they might be thinking, you know, how people think or how people raise their family or where they are in the... So, you know what? We ourselves know that the person laying in that bed is not someone that is in any way evil towards our child. It's all wholesome if you only knew. However, her posting this picture is in all innocence and there's nothing terrible about it. It gets her some talk time and it serves a different purpose.
Okay, but it serves a different purpose, which could also be, I think, injurious to her because...
Not only her, but other young people who look at that.
She's 13 years old.
Exactly.
And so whether or not they're doing it for publicity, or they know this man and could vouch for him 7 ways to Sunday, the fact is that, one, people are talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it does not look appropriate. Mm-hmm. And three, I think it's really important to set a standard as to what's acceptable behavior and what is not acceptable behavior.
Yeah, well, it might go back to the same premise. They're such good friends that everything, the boundaries have, the goalposts have moved. Because you don't want to, it's not just your friend, it's your child. You know, and there's a certain amount of fear. Here's my 30, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want her to be upset with me. That's real. Parents don't want their children to be upset with them. They need to know that their children will always love them, and they need to know that their children like them as their friend. They still remain friends with them. So therefore, they keep moving the goalposts. And I'm not saying that's why these pictures were posted by this young lady. Could be. I don't know. But in the context of what we're talking about, being friends with your children, if that's the case, then parents just don't want to hurt or injure their child. They need to know that they still, the children still like them. They still need to know that they're still friends. So therefore, maybe they do say or allow certain things that does not change the view of the child about the parent. They're still friends.
Right. But I think then, you know, I think that's a good point. And perhaps that's our takeaway for today, is that, you know, okay, yeah, you want to be friends with your child. But at the end of the day, I think balancing the idea of being friends with your child and helping your child develop values that are going to be lifetime values, that are going to help them, you know, things that are going to help your child to make good, sound decisions and to develop into a healthy adult, that's at the end of the day what the goal is,
right,
what the task is.
Right.
And so it's about how does, you know, when I make this decision or when I respond, my response is based on what do I want for my child in the long run. And, you know, and is she more beneficial with me as a friend or as with me as a parent? Because more often than not, your child has enough friends.
Yeah, but sometimes the parents have a need that the child fulfills as well.
So then the question should be posed differently, right?
Mm.
Should children be friends with their parents?
Should children be? Yeah, I mean, again, there, you know, for every relationship between parents and children, it comes with its own things, its own set of things, and there's no ideal, you know, perfect situation. But I think parents need to be conscious of the fact that, as you said, they're raising adults, and therefore they have to be limitations and boundaries, and someone has to be responsible, and someone has to make the decisions to make sure that there's a distinction between parents, and children. Whatever else is going on in your life, that you might need this child to be your best friend because you don't have any other. You might need this because of what happened to you as a child, whatever it might be. You don't want that child to grow up not knowing, you know, not knowing right from wrong because you could not make that decision to make that disciplinary situation of saying you cannot do that. And the reason why you cannot do that is because it's wrong, and I'm saying so as your parent. I love you dearly, but however, I will not allow you to do that. Or as you said with the picture as well, that is wrong. Don't do that again. You know, I know you're going to be upset about it, but it's irrelevant you being upset because it's more important for you to know right from wrong, and it's my right and it's my duty as a parent to tell you.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I think that's a really good point. And the fact is, end of the day, that it's about helping children. It's about parents understanding that it's not about so much their needs being filled by the child. You know, like you said, but it's about making sure that the child's needs are being filled appropriately. But the parent is missing something and needs a confidant or needs somebody to talk to about their problems, they need to do that appropriately with someone older and not put that burden on their children. Right? And takeaway. So, you know, I mean, I really do think that this is an important discussion and that parents should kind of evaluate, you know, how they are.
How am I doing?
Yeah, how you're interacting with your child.
How am I doing?
You know, to make sure that it's the child's needs that's being met primarily and not your need for friendship or companionship that's being met by the child. So,
I agree.
So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.